Recording in progress.
Zoe just had the coolest entrance to the show today because, of course, we talk on Zoom. I logged on and it announced that Zoe was there, and I waited, and I popped this little square box, and it was taunting me and teasing me, like, where's Zoe? And then it disappeared. And then it came back, and I heard a little bit of audio, and then it disappeared. And then gracefully, entering the show today, the one and only Zoe Thorne. Hello.
Hello. I don't know what was going on your end of things, but mine just said the camera was off and I turned it on. That was it.
Well, it made for a very cool effect on my end. It was dramatic, Zoe.
I'm so glad because I was just like, I don't understand the dramatics of this. I just went from seeing that my camera was off to putting it on.
I mean, I wanted to voice a movie trailer for it. In a world where Zoe Thorne makes a quiet but grandiose entrance onto Yow, your Ottawa webcast. Ooh, by the way, let's tell our listeners, we have finally figured out the trick to our website. Every single episode is now an individual post on yowshow.ca. So all you got to do is click on the episode you want to hear. You can listen to it right there on the webpage. And I haven't even told Zoe this yet, we can also create an environment where people can actually communicate and leave voicemails and stuff with the show. So that's coming soon to the website because we want your input.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Breaking news. You must know this because, of course, Handsome Man, he's like the big Blues Fest guru guy.
I am not privy to information like that. He is very tight-lipped and also he's not always involved in these things. There's another team that's involved in that. But
I see. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we've knocked him down a peg or two. two new acts have just been added to Blues Fest. Tyler Shaw, who is on fire right now.
Yeah, actually, I think I saw him at the Sens game.
Awesome.
And I went, yeah.
Awesome. And Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yay!
Call me maybe. You know what?
So call me maybe.
As silly and goofy and cute as that song
is, fun.
That video, in my mind, is still one of the most best, like, it's one of the most clever videos ever done. Ever.
Yeah, it has always stuck out to me as a really good one. So I'm excited to see her, not pressuring her to have to sing that song, but
I feel like that's the closer.
Yeah, exactly.
The hoser closer.
Oh, is he coming too? No. He just released a new EP.
I think it's Hosier, not Hoser.
Oh, yes, yes, you're right. Yeah.
It is Yow, your Ottawa webcast. And yes, our website, funky, fresh, and new for you at yowshow.ca.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. At the moment, it is cloudy with showers, which is a meteorological way of saying I am not sure exactly when and where it rains. The high today is 14 degrees. At night, the rain continues into Friday and a low of 13 degrees. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Dude, what is going on Reddit lately? Like, Reddit's always one of the weirdest places, but the last couple of days, the Ottawa subreddit especially has just been bizarre. You saw something.
I was gonna say, it was like Mr. Handsome asked me recently, like, what is it about Reddit? And I'm just like, I can't tell you. I really don't know. Like, I think I'm a cool kid and I think I'm funny. And then I go on Reddit and I'm like, I am not cool, nor am I even remotely as funny as some people on Reddit. But
see, I'm not finding the funny. Like, you're funny.
Oh, you want funny? Here, this is a perfect joke.
Well, on Reddit, I just find them bizarre.
No, they're super. The comment section, guys.
All right.
The comment section.
Okay.
So, on the Ottawa Reddit, someone posted, where can you buy porno mags? They're like, I'm wondering if I could still buy porno mags, and if so, where? The first comment underneath, and again, this is why I love Reddit, and I always go to the comment section. I have some exciting news for you about the internet.
That simple. See, that's a Zoe response. Like, that's the kind of thing that's funny.
Yeah, so I always think I'm funny and clever, and then I go to the comment section in Reddit, and I'm like, I am remotely nowhere close.
All right, but you're reading that and you're learning, because that's very much you, like I said. But yes, I mean, in that world of you know, porn, people do want that tangible magazine and video and stuff, I'm told. Like Playboy's been one of those things that people collected for ages and ages and ages.
Yeah.
Where would you go for that? The only thing, it's been forever since I've been to the Byward Market, but the last time I saw that kind of magazine for sale was at the magazine store just in the Byward Market, George Street, and then what's the street that runs? It's William Street. Little magazine shop there.
Oh, someone just put eBay as well in the comments.
Or that. Yeah, so. That works too.
Yeah. Just in case you were wondering.
So it's funny. Here I am on Reddit and also sex. In Ottawa? Sex? What?
Of course.
Yeah. This person says, for the past month, there's been someone periodically blasting 30 to 40 second clips that sound like compiled radio clips. It's not me. I promise you it's not me.
I was just going to say, is it you?
It's not me.
Checkout, no. For sure.
It includes a loud woman having an orgasm. It is so loud that I have to close my window when it happens when I'm in a meeting. Here's how you know it's not me. This person says, I am located in the Mud Lake area facing east. I am a long way from Mud Lake. The sound is so loud, it must be coming from speakers with subwoofers. It happens every day at different times, somewhere in the morning, but usually in the afternoons between 1 and 5 p.m. Before I call the city and go on a manhunt for this mentally ill person who's starting to make me lose my own mind, I want to know if anyone has heard it and knows where it may be coming from.
I'm just wondering, like, did you, like, piss off any of your neighbors recently?
Always.
And they know you work from home, and so every now and again they're like, I'm just going to crank this and see if I can disturb his day.
So thing one, I think we need to do a road trip to Mud Lake, because that's just fun.
Of course
fun.
You do. Like, you and Sue can go.
Sure.
This sounds like more your guys' podcast forte than ours.
But thing two, yes, I have a neighbor that I have run-ins with all the time. I try and avoid them, but they want to pick fights all the time. So I have, in the past, maybe, possibly, put on Pornhub via the smart speaker that is plugged into the stereo in my room, turn the volume up and walk the dog for 30 minutes or so and then come back. I may.
Oh, so you are this mentally ill person that this person posted.
I don't live in Mud Lake.
All I thought was, like, if anything, and it was you, it's you editing you and Sue's podcast. That's it.
She does.
I was like, if this is him, this is what he's doing. It's actually harmless.
She does make a lot of O sounds. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's somebody who's listening to our podcast every day. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I like when it always circles back to me and things that originate here in the studio. Perfect. We got another weird conversation happening on Reddit. The grossest thing your partner does. Let's get to that next. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca. Continuing our conversations about weird things on Reddit. Gross things your partner does, but you accept. This is something I read on Reddit. Off the top, without being too cruel to the poor guy, is there anything gross that handsome man does that you just accept?
No, I don't think so. I don't live with him yet, so maybe something will creep out of the woodwork that I'm unaware of. I don't know, but we'll find out.
We'll put a little space for you to put some future things in there. The only thing I can think of here is my wife likes to, you know, the Kleenex thing. Like, it's balled up everywhere. It's under pillows. It's tucked in sleeves. Oh. It's just, I think that's just a woman thing. I don't know.
I don't do that, but no. Maybe with age, I don't know.
Her mom does it. My mom does it. I remember my grandmother did it as well. Well, here are some of the answers on Reddit. What's the grossest thing your partner does, but you accept? This person says, to take his medication in pill form, he chews up a big piece of food, spits it out in a ball, shoves his pill in it, throws the ball of food back in his mouth and swallows it whole.
Is he a dog? Are you sure you're not dating a dog? Like, that's, you accept that?
It's,
I wouldn't even accept that from a kid, personally.
I wouldn't accept that from a dog.
Honestly, yeah. Like my dog takes her tic medication better than your spouse. Just saying.
I can't imagine. Where does someone learn that? Anyway, the grossest thing your partner does, but you accept. Another person on Reddit says he leaves his Q-tips everywhere.
Why? Oh, that's disgusting.
Why? Put them in the garbage.
There's a garbage can for a reason. Yeah,
it's not complicated. About 3 months after we broke up, this person says, I was cleaning under my bed, and found used pieces of gum stuck to the bottom of my bed frame.
I'm glad you broke up, but if anyone's listening and knows that their partner does this, please stick that gum in their hair, and I promise you they'll never do it again.
Don't mess with Zoe, man. You're evil. Ooh. Okay, It is. This would piss me off. And it would be the only thing I would talk about on the show for ages. This person says she mixes M&Ms and Skittles in a bowl and eats them together. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that should be illegal. You don't put them in bowls together.
Skittles, yes or no?
Skittles? Yeah, I like Skittles.
No.
No?
Can't stand them.
Really? Have you tried the freeze-dried ones?
Why would I do that?
Because it's a completely different texture.
Well, it's not even the texture. It's just they don't taste good.
I think the freeze-dried ones are fantastic.
All right, Skittles for you. I will go with the M&Ms. We're just not going to mix them together. All right.
Fair enough.
It's potentially dirty, just the way I hear it. All right.
Oh.
Full disclosure, I'm putting it out there ahead of reading it, okay?
Okay.
She sucks her tea bags dry.
Oh, of course you went in there.
And
Jesus.
That's a problem. Why?
And I'm a British person. So we were like, I don't know. My brain went to like, probably not super, poised to be doing stuff. Like, I don't think the queen was doing that with her tea bags.
Probably not.
But also maybe the girl just likes a really strong cup of tea.
It's a weird one. This guy eats mayonnaise out of the jar with a spoon. Another person says, watches pimple popping videos. Oh, I
feel like that's a girl thing.
Is it though? Why?
I don't know. We just have this fascination with just like, I'm not saying I sit there and watch these videos for hours, but I mean, I get all excited if I could like, if Mr. Handsome's got like a good pimple, I'm like, oh,
no,
get it.
No,
we're pickers.
Oh, no. Will you actually pop his pimples?
If he has them, yes.
Oh, Zoe. Oh, God.
Ugh. Well, someone's got to do it for you.
No!
I've got the nails for it, too.
Get some zit cream and be done with it.
No.
Put a Band-Aid on it. Oh, okay.
Well, I do that afterwards if it's bleeding.
Oh, Zoe. I'll send it to you.
I get excited to do mine when I have them very rarely.
Zoe,
but
you're not letting me move on. Let's end it here. I can't end it on that one. This person on Reddit says he likes to wear his socks half on, half off while lounging at home, says it's the perfect combination of warmth and airflow from his feet. It makes me want to crawl out of my skin. I think he's a genius.
I think you could just get like athletic socks that allow your feet to breathe.
But Crocs. Go with those.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. The more you align with your values, the less you fear judgment. When your actions and decisions are deeply rooted in your personal values, the fear of external judgment fades into nothingness. In turn, this creates a strong sense of self and empowers you to live authentically, regardless of external pressures. So ask yourself, how aligned with your values are you? Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
When you were a personal trainer, what was your favorite thing in the gym?
Like equipment-wise or like exercise-wise?
Asking the wrong guy. I don't know. It's a gym. What do you like lifting weights, stretches, jogging, treadmill, I guess?
I'm a huge fan of the rower. I like the rower.
The rower. You're hardcore. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about planking?
I think the same way everyone feels about planking. Get it over and done with as soon as possible.
See, I don't feel that way about planking at all. My feeling is, why would I do that?
Oh, there you go.
That seems like I'm not in a Russian prison. Why would I need to do this to myself? Donna Jean Wild is perhaps a name you don't know, but Donna Jean Wild will inspire you. She is 59 years young, lives in Alberta. She is the mother of 5, she is the grandmother of 12, and she is now in the Guinness World Record book for holding a plank position, Zoe, for 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds.
No. Ew.
I mean,
can hold it for like 2 minutes, maybe. But I'd start violently shaking probably at the 2-minute mark.
I would have no hope of getting to the 2-minute mark. 4 seconds would be an achievement for me, I think. Wow. Her record, by the way, is 10 minutes longer than the previous record holder. So that's just showing off. Like, you know, yeah. If you're going to break the record, 1 minute, you did it. To go 10.
Did she do it on one finger, too, just to, like, prove a point?
Well, no, planking is your arms are bent underneath you, right? Like, you're leaning on your forearms.
There's a low plank and a high plank, so it depends.
So that would be the low plank then, with the arms bent, right? And here's how I know that she did it that way. She says her planking enthusiasm began after she broke her wrist about 10 years ago, and that made many of her usual exercises impossible. So obviously she's not doing the finger thing, but wow. I'm tired just reading that.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 hours. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go take a nap for 4 hours. How about that? Yeah.
Well, that I can do.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Technically, that is like, what were the kids doing at one point? It was like planking on things where they would lie across stuff.
Oh, that right. Yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was like a viral.
Yeah, and then they moved on and started eating Tide Pods and things got weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the internet.
You know what else kids are doing right now? Not playing Scrabble. Here's a story for you.
Oh.
Because it's too complicated. So, when's the last time you played Scrabble?
Point taken.
No, when's the last time you played Scrabble?
Couldn't tell you. That's why I said point taken.
It has been forever. Well, the next time you go to play Scrabble, it's going to look a lot different because they have a new edition out. One side is your traditional Scrabble board with double and triple score letters and word spaces. The new flip side is the all-new, less competitive board aimed at appealing to Gen Z gamers. Zoe.
Let me guess. Everyone gets a participation award?
Pretty much.
It's
called Scrabble Together. This new version includes helper cards. It allows people to play in teams and makes the game more of a collaborative effort. So it's not you against me anymore. It's us against ourselves. Players select goal cards that give them challenges like play a horizontal word, play a three-letter word, play a word that touches the edge of the board. And the player who completes 20 challenges is ultimately the winner.
So there is still a winner?
I guess.
But you just kind of like can work together as teammates, but not teammates?
But you helped me get there, Zoe.
No. I absolutely wouldn't. I'd be like, no, I want my 20 points. I'm not helping you with anything.
I know. We need to do another Back in My Day challenge and
yeah,
pronto.
Exactly.
I understand.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Right off the bat, not a local thing, but O.J. Simpson passed away today at the age of 76, apparently after a long battle with cancer. We're just going to move on from that one and leave it the heck alone. Ottawa's Blues Fest, as we announced a short time ago, breaking news on the show, Carly Rae Jepsen and Tyler Shaw have been added to the program.
Woohoo!
Masks are no longer mandatory at Pembroke Regional Hospital. A lot of people are going to be happy about that.
Oh, that's a thing?
Masks?
Still?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh. Yes, especially at hospitals, yes. Oh. Except for the Pembroke one, apparently. OC Transpo's boss, as for the Trillium Line opening dates, not committing.
As per usual.
OC Transpo kills me. Also, OC Transpo, they have missed their ridership targets for the first 2 months of 2024. All those who are shocked, say aye! Where's that cricket sound effect? There we go. A new military drone installation for Ottawa. So this is some kind of warehouse, some sort of secret facility where military drones are going to be kept and maintained. The exact location within the city of Ottawa is to be kept secret. Neither National Defense nor the Canadian Forces can explain how they intend to keep secret the daily comings and goings of nearly 200 military employees.
Yeah, that'll be entertaining. But you know where it won't be? The Parliament Station, because it smells like a toilet.
If you want nobody to know where the heck it is, maybe put it somewhere near anything OC Transvaal.
That's what I said. It won't be there.
Got it. I got it. Your news nuggets. What do you say we end things with some medical news today, Zoe?
Oh, yeah. Always ending it on a light note.
I mean, yeah. And who better qualified to talk medical things than you and me, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Totally qualified with my radio diploma. I wasn't even going to say degree for a second, but that's not what that is.
Oh, yes. The radio degree. Yes.
Yes. We delve very deep into medical know-how and what
the letters after our names, DJ.
Oh.
I am no expert, but even if this does not work, I'm thinking this is a win-win. Look, listener, I don't know what your plans are for the weekend, and there is no judgment here. You want to have a drink or two or 20? You have a drink or two or 20. You do you. Please don't drink and drive. That's all I ask. But scientists say that if you are experiencing a hangover, a bacon sandwich will cure that.
Sorry, just like bacon on bread with like some mayonnaise?
Pretty much. Well, just bacon, I guess. Put it in a sandwich. They don't get into too many details.
Just like a BLT, is that fine too? Or
do it. Do it.
All right.
It's the bacon itself, though, that boosts the level of something called amines. Amines clear the head.
Oh. Huh. Hmm.
Listen, like I said, even if it doesn't work, you get bacon.
Yeah, any excuse to eat more bacon.
Yeah. You ever have anybody stab you with something, like in school, for example? You get poked with a thing?
No, but when I was getting my like second COVID shot, the lady couldn't wait for me to put my wallet back in my bag before she stabbed me. So I was like half bent over. And then I looked up at her and was like, okay. Like, she's like, nah.
Okay. Now, did she at least get you in the arm?
Oh, yeah, she got me in the arm, but then immediately told me to hurry up and get out. And I was like, all right. Super friendly.
Wow. Yeah. Gee. I want to go there.
The one time going and getting it done at the city was actually friendlier than getting it done at like a Rexall.
That's crazy. Well, there's a guy in China who years ago wasn't feeling well, whatever, goes to the doctor, and the doctor determines, going to give this guy a needle. And this man admits he felt the doctor was quite amateurish. Anyway, the needle went into this guy's butt. All right. Well,
okay.
Guess what? The needle breaks off in this guy's backside. He went to doctor after doctor. They couldn't find the broken needle. So this guy lived with this thing in his derriere for 31 years. He finally decided to give it one last try, and after a three-hour surgery, they have finally removed the broken syringe from his butt. You thought trying to find a needle in a haystack was a good time.
Clearly, that doctor graduated from radio broadcasting med.
Yeah,
so.
See, that's what happens. Exactly. Don't go to a doctor if the initials after the name are DJ. Don't ever do that. We thank you for sticking us in your ears. It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe Thorne and the milkman John Milkey. Our new website waiting for you. What will the artwork be for this new episode of ours? Can I find a royalty-free image of a needle in a butt? Find out at yowshow.ca.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.